So I'm going to give you a framework, right, of the four reasons why you have absolutely no choice but to go all in on your goals this year. What's going on, family? Welcome back to another episode of Financial Freedom Fast Lane. You know the vibes. The quicker you get to your dream life, the longer you get to live it. And I'm your host, George Achimpong Jr. Whenever you decided what it was that you wanted out of this year, what you wanted out of your life, right? Like, you already kind of had an idea of what your dream life looked like, right? You knew exactly, like, okay, I want to achieve this. I want to make this much money. I want to be able to travel here. I want to be able to do these things, right? There's this idealistic viewpoint, right? This plan, this target that you have yet to obtain, that you have your eyes set on, right? And the thing that I had to realize is that the life that I have now, the things that I have now, they will all be here waiting on me if I decide that the life that I'm pursuing is something I no longer want, right? All that will be here, right? And there's another way that you can look at it, right? The things that you have to give up. I always like to use health and wellness analogies because it's the thing that we do the most, right? Like, you have to eat 2 to 3 times a day, maybe more, 7 days a week. The cookies, the honey buns, the ice cream, the soda, the alcohol, whatever it is that you have to either eliminate or consume less of in order to, let's say in this example, get that summer body. All that stuff will be there when you make it. There's no shortage of unhealthy foods. There's no shortage of alcohol. There's no shortage of sweets, right? It's not going anywhere. And so the question I have for you is, like, are you willing to let go of the things that are holding you back from getting what you want most? Because again, at the end of the day, if you get there and it's like, you know what, this was cool. I'm glad I got to check this off my box. And you decide to revert back, right? Which I don't recommend, but revert back to whatever version of your life you had before, which I highly doubt that you'd want to. But if you decided to do that, right? All that stuff will be there when you make it, right? So the question becomes, what am I willing to give up to go up? Because if you say you want to win in a major way in this life, it's not going to come without sacrifice. But I need y'all to change your definition of sacrifice, right? Stop looking at sacrifice from the lens of the things that you can't do, the things that you have to let go of, the things that you have to give up, right? What you're actually doing is creating space for the things that you want most. You got to decide that. You got to decide that you wanted to be a six-figure earner. You got to decide that you wanted to be a seven-figure earner. You got to decide that you wanted to be financially free by a certain age. That was all a voluntary choice. And in order to get the life you want, you got to let go of the life you have, right? And that's just how it works. You can't take the old life into the new life. And you are choosing voluntarily what you want that new life to be. So focus all your energy on what you're pursuing and not what you're leaving behind or what you have to sacrifice, quote unquote, give up. All right, reason number two why you have to go all in. All right, I'm gonna tell you right now, nothing will frustrate you more than kind of doing the work, right? And still not getting what you want. There's some people that are grinding in their business, right? Or at least they feel like they are, right? Most of the time, let's call it, let's say they're giving it 70%, right? So they're showing up, right? But then the end of the year comes and they still didn't hit the targets that they wanted to hit. They still didn't hit the goals that they wanted to hit. They still didn't grow the business and build the business that they wanted to build, right? Now, why would you be the most frustrated person on the planet? Because there's only three things you can do, right? You can be the person that says, I'm not even getting in the game. I'm not doing anything. You can be the person that goes all in, practices, does everything they need to do, makes a sacrifice, commits at the highest level, and as a result, likely gets what they want. Or you could be that person that kind of does it sometimes, you know, doesn't always do it all the way. And so you put in all this time, but still didn't get what you want. And that's not what you want in 2024. That is going to frustrate the heck out of you. It's going to discourage you. Because a person that don't do nothing, they have no, unless they just have an insane amount of entitlement, they don't expect much because they didn't do anything. You're actually doing something. You're actually doing stuff, but you're not going all in. And as a result, you're not going to get what you want. So if you want the life of your dreams this year, you are going to have to give it everything you got. This ain't the year of going through the motions. This ain't the year of I'm going to do some of it, some of the work. This ain't that. You got to give it everything, right? That's like rule in my book, rule number one. Why even play the game if you're not going to play it all the way, right? Like you have to do that if you want to win at the highest level in 2024. So rule number three, or reason number three, is that the time is going to pass anyway. We're in March. And if y'all just simply did what you said you were going to do in January, did what you said you were going to do in February, you would be so much further along on whatever it is you're trying to achieve, right? But you half-assed it. You didn't go all the way. And as a result, now you're looking at a new fresh start in March. Like, this is the month. And I believe you, it can be the month. But only, right, if you lock in. The time's going to pass anyway, right? Like, we don't know, nobody knows how long we're going to live. Tomorrow's not promised. I get that, right? But we believe we're going to be here. And so we got to move accordingly. And if you believe that when the clock strikes 12 on 12/31/24, right, what you had daily opportunities to get closer and closer and closer to the person that you wanted to become. Because guess what? The clock gonna strike 12 regardless. Whether you decide to give it medium effort, no effort, or go all in, the clock gonna strike 12 on 12/31/24 regardless. So imagine what could happen if you decided to give it everything you had, right? The time's gonna pass anyway. And when you have that realization, like, it should be a paradigm shift. Like, for example, right? Like, if something is, well, I'll say this. People often say, man, the year flew by, right? Or this month flew by. But when it comes time to committing to the thing that you've never done or seems daunting, right? Like, you look at it like this big mountain you got to climb, but use that same logic at, man, the time's going to fly, to go all in. Because guess what? If you commit and go all in, time's going to fly. Before you look up, you're going to have what you want. Before you look up, you're going to have what you want or be a lot of steps closer. And here's the truth. Even if you don't get exactly what you want, exactly when you want to get it, what we know is not making steps towards it is the only way to guarantee that you won't get it. Because here's the thing. Like, I can understand that some of you might not know, feel like you know exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. I can appreciate that. But as long as you know that going back that way, i.e. the direction that is not in alignment with what you're trying to achieve is not going to get you there, any steps that you make for progress towards what you're trying to do is always going to be better than going back in the wrong direction or simply doing nothing. And depending upon how far you are away from your target, right, you might not necessarily have your dream body in 90 days because Rome wasn't built in a day, but I guarantee you it'll be dramatically better than what you have right now if you commit. Question is, are you willing to do that? And the thing is, you can't be like, the problem is people will say, oh, this one little thing isn't going to hurt, right, if I get off the course. And I'm not saying that if you do get off the path to get discouraged and not get back on, but what I am saying is this. Success compounds, and you have to prove to yourself that you're going to do what you say you're going to do day in and day out. And those little micro decisions are going to be the things that add up to the actual outcome you want. You have to consistently stack success. It can't be, oh, I'm going to have this cheat weekend and then I'm going to get back on the wagon on Monday. You got to incrementally and consistently make the small choices because time is going to pass anyway. And if you align the way that time is passing with your daily incremental and intentional actions, that is what's going to create the success. That's what's going to have you looking up and being like, whoa, I didn't know I can achieve this fast. All right. And so for the fourth one, right? This one is really, really near and dear, right? It's so simple, but it's really, really, really near and dear. This is not your practice life. The last time I checked, as far as I know, right? Because while you're still living, you don't know exactly what it looks like on the other side. As far as I know, we get one shot at this thing, right? This is not your practice life. Tomorrow's not promised. Sounds like a cliche, but it's really not. And sometimes it's not just about tomorrow not being promised. It's about certain opportunities might not be available. The level of health that you have might not be available. For example, I'm a prime example, right? So like when I had my spinal fusion surgery in 2016, right? Before that, I was all in on fitness, right? So I did everything I wanted to do. I ran the fastest I could ever run. I would deadlift 500 pounds. I would do all those things, right? So when I had this traumatic and unfortunate spinal tumor, right? I didn't have, like, when I came back to fitness, I didn't have any regrets. Man, I wish I would have, you know, did that deadlift. I wish I would have squatted those weights so I could say that I don't have those regrets because I did, when I had the ability to do it, I did it. And we got to stop being so arrogant to think that, right, we're always going to have the opportunity to do what we want to do when we want to do it. Right? Because we might not. And I know I use a simple example like weightlifting, but like it could be anything. It could be spending time with your kids. It could be like whatever it is you want out of this life. You can't assume that some future date is going to be available for you to do it. So when you have the opportunity to do it now, even if you don't feel like it, even though you're not in the mood, like you have an obligation to yourself to do it because this is not your practice life. Right? And I know some of y'all might be wondering, George, you call the show Financial Freedom Fast Lane. Right? Freedom is the most important part of this title. Freedom. Right? Money is just the conduit that can allow you to exercise the freedom. And so these things that I tell you aren't always going to be explicitly black and white about dollars and cents and investing and budgeting and saving. Those things are important and those things are tactical. But sometimes it's about understanding why we have to get up and do what we got to do if we truly want the outcome that we say we want to have. So with that, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Financial Freedom Fast Lane. And always remember, the quicker you get to your dream life, the longer you get to live it. Freedom is for sale if you're willing to pay the price. Peace.